The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now it's time for our series Boxed. We're looking at Pam and Tommy.
Hey, it's a very dangerous lot.
Oh, yeah, sure.
A lot of murders.
I gotta go.
It's not even four.
I know.
I have to see you again tomorrow.
It is tomorrow.
Perfect. Where are we going?
Oh, I gotta go. I'm
in Brooklyn. To where?
Cancun.
I love Cancun! Yes.
Well, now, that's an excerpt from Pam and Tommy, and the man who has selected it is Screen Time presenter John Fardy. John, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, I haven't seen Pam and Tommy, but I know it's all about Pamela Anderson and Tommy and the sex tape.
Yeah, and, you know, we were talking before the air, and a lot of people, before we went on air, not before the air, but a lot of people think this is just a very salacious, gossipy kind of thing. And it is on one level, but that's to do with a disservice because there's a lot going on in this. In case people don't know, the most famous sex tape, and in a way the first one that ever captured the public imagination, was back in the 90s when Pamela Anderson, this star of Baywatch, and people refer to her as a modern day Marilyn Monroe, and in a way there were much deeper similarities because she was, you know, largely underestimated because of how beautiful she was, and that did a disservice to all that went on with her, I think. But she started a relationship with this wild drummer, Tommy Lee, from the very successful at the time Motley Crue. They had this wild passionate affair. At one point during a weekend away, they decided to film themselves having sex and other things in a, it was a weekend away. Anyway, that was kept privately. This is a true story, by the way. That was all kept privately. And then a very disgruntled handyman who hadn't been paid properly at all, I think, for the work he'd done on their Malibu mansion, stole the tape. Now, this was in the mid-90s. This was before the internet could make things go viral. And this tape was handed around and around. Eventually, they got wind of it and they took them to court and there was all sorts of depositions and stuff. And it ruined everybody's life. And Disney made a surprisingly entertaining and thoughtful series about it called Pam and Tommy.
Now, the guy who stole the tape originally was Rand Gauthier.
Yeah. It's played brilliantly by Seth Rogen. And what's going on in this is there's kind of a heist story at the start. You have Seth Rogen's character turning up as this character and Tommy Lee being in various states of advanced narcotic refreshment, let's say, it seems to me. And he's not happy with the work he's done, so he throws him out. So he gets really annoyed and goes back and tries to, and this is all true. He wore this kind of almost dog disguise and stole a safe in the middle of the night. Bizarre stuff. And found a tape that was just marked private, then turned it on his VCR at the time and realised what it was. Seth Rogen plays him brilliantly because the aforementioned Rand is a pretty sad character in real life. He's still out and about. He sells and grows marijuana, talks to anyone who listens about Pam and Tommy. So a pretty tragic case. But what you also have in this is a story of a very, you know, the French call it amour faux, a wild, doomed love affair. They were never going to last. There was too much horsepower in the room, one would suggest. But the third piece of the story, which I think might surprise people, is that it's an investigation of, you know, how hard it was on Pamela Anderson. Because, you know, back then especially, but even now, you know, Tommy Lee was seen as this, you know, rock god who went to bed with one of the most beautiful women in the world. And she was, to use the parlance of the day, slut shamed. And she says in this show, when they find out this tape has gone viral before viral existed, this is going to do wonders for you. It's going to kill my career. And it largely did, you know?
Yeah. And the scene where she is being deposed by a lawyer, which is designed utterly to humiliate her.
Utterly. And it's brilliantly captured in this. It really is. Because I mentioned the Marilyn Monroe thing beforehand. They because of how she looked, and I suppose the timbre of her voice, they saw her as this almost twit. And she was so much not that and had so many ambitions for herself that were you know, just swept aside by men in the movie business.
You have another clip.
Yeah, so she, you know, went to try and, I suppose, promote her film that was coming out, Barbed Wire. But every time she went on a TV show or whatever after that, the sex take always came up. And I'm a big fan of Dave Letterman and all those people. Jay Leno was a bit of a moron, and I think they captured her brilliantly when she appeared on his show. Have a listen to this.
There's a tape out there floating around, okay? Mm-hmm. Everyone's talking about it, right? At work, have you seen a tape? You seen a tape?
Yeah.
A lot of people are talking about this tape, and particularly for some reason, men.
Imagine that.
Oh, I think we have it. Now, what's that like? What's that like, you know, to have all that exposure?
What's it like? It's horrible. To have something so intimate stolen from you, you know, something private from inside your marriage, and have it taken without permission and exposed to the world. It's devastating. This is devastating to us.
So, who plays Pam and Tommy?
Oh, they're absolutely brilliant. Lily James, who's a wonderful, wonderful actress. And then Sebastian Stan, who's probably less well known. And they get them so brilliantly. They really do. You know, there's a fine line between doing an impersonation and acting. And actors need to be very careful of that. But particularly Lily James, she captures her brilliantly. She really does. And, you know, Sebastian Stan as Lee. Now, Lee's a bit more... Not that he's easier to play, but he was full on at all times.
Yeah, he's a caricature in a way.
Yeah, himself, he was a caricature, you know, so that was easier. But Lily James in particular is amazing. And just as an amendment to it, you know, Pamela Anderson wanted nothing to do with it. And that's fair enough. I mean, this was a dark time in her life. It subsequently turned out that she lodged complaints against Tommy Lee for abuse, which he didn't deny and agreed to be arrested. So their romance, which was on and off for years, ended very badly. But what I would say on the side of the Angels, it's very sympathetic to the Pamela Anderson character. I think she is the hero of this piece because all she did was have sex and someone filmed it.
Did they manage to get the tape and remove it from all media?
No, they got their hands eventually on the tape, but it was all far too late. And then, you see, right when this was coming to an end, the internet went into bloom. And, you know, and sex tapes are almost unremarkable now, but because this was right at the start of the internet, the damage was done, whether they got the tape or not, you know.
Screen time this week?
Yes, I'm delighted to tell you, Richard Harris's son, who's a wonderful actor in his own right, Jared, is on talking about his dad because there was a great Sky Arts documentary, The Ghost of Richard Harris, which is available to watch.
Jared was brilliant in Mad Men. Chernobyl.
Oh, Chernobyl, we talk about that as well. But, you know, a lot of times, you know this, Pat, when you meet famous children, the last thing they want to talk about is their famous dad or mum. But he's delighted to share stories about his dad, and he has some great ones on this week's Screen Time.
I heard him recently, he was talking about how his dad lived up to the reputation.
Yeah, and went overboard.
Yeah, but like he agreed kind of to play the fool sometimes.
He said the greatest part I ever played was Richard Harris. You know,
so looking there you forward go. To that. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Screen Time, which is available as a
podcast on Friday at 5 and on the radio on Saturday at 6.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.